My name is Jean Larson, and I live right now in Ferndale, Washington. I've lived there for 10 years. Ferndale is just almost on the Canadian border, just south of Blaine, Washington. But the first time that I came here in 1962, I lived in a suburb of Minneapolis in Edina. And I had just graduated from college, and I was going with a fellow by the name of Wally Larson. And he asked if I would like to come up here with him as part of the Lutheran Free Church group that came as work campers in August of 1962. We were here for 3 weeks. And during that time, I worked in the kitchen. One of my biggest memories probably is going through the old miner's village that was still here in place, and how strange it seemed to be going through a ghost town like that, because there were still clothes in the hamper and half-empty bottles on the tables. And there was one house that we went in, and there was a note on the door, and it said, "If you come in to use our house, please leave it the way you found it, as we plan to return someday." And of course, as the years went by, we found out that, of course, they had to level that place, all the homes that were there. On our way down the mountain, after we had been up here for 3 weeks, both Wally and I cried and cried, because we thought, this is a one-time thing. We're never going to be able to come back here again. Wasn't it just so wonderful? Well, that was in 1962. Our next time up was in 1967, after my then husband, I should back up a little bit. We got engaged the night after we came back from Holden Village,
right after
the Minnesota State Fair, at the end of August. And we were married the following June. And so then we came up in 1967, after my husband had graduated from seminary, and he wanted to give a gift to the village for what he felt seminary had given him. And so he asked his dad, who was a bricklayer, his name is Roy Larson, if he could come up here. And he'd been in contact with Werner Jansen, and they wanted a fireplace built on chalet number three, so that they could have it be a year-round place for people to stay. And so my husband and his dad came up, and of course I came up with him, because we were going on internship right after that, right down here in Royal City, Washington. So we stayed here for 3 weeks, and he and his dad built the fireplace, and he had also had a couple of other guys come with from, I know one was from seminary, one wasn't, but just his couple of his friends came up and helped also to build the fireplace. And that was a wonderful experience. Well, we lived in Royal City then for a year, and then after that we moved to South Dakota. And we came back, after we were in South Dakota, we came back 1 week. And as the years went by, we came back many, many times. But we did live in Ephrata, Washington for 3 years in the early 70s. And it was during that time that my husband thought that the village should be doing something with wheat, since they're right here in the middle of so much wheat country. And so he bought 2 wheat grinders and brought them up here. And I can remember him setting them up out in back of the kitchen and showing people and how these worked. And so we left the two wheat grinders, and I don't know how many pounds of wheat we brought up, and they started grinding their own wheat to make bread. Now, whether or not that was the beginning of them making the wheat bread like we do all the time or not, I don't know. But I do know that we gave 2 wheat grinders here to the village back in the early 70s. And over the years, then we came back up many, many times. My husband passed away in 1986, and I've been coming up off and on, but now I have come up for the last 5 years. It's such a wonderful place, and there's just no place on earth like Holden Village. I think it's my favorite place in the whole world. And one of the things is that things haven't changed that much from 1962 to 2012. The buildings look the same, the chalets are the same. Basically, things are like they were back then, and have been so well kept and maintained, and the people that you meet here and are in contact with, it's just wonderful. God, we have so much to thank God for giving this village to the Lutheran Church.
Do you come up with your family?
Now I come up with my two daughters. That's another interesting thing, that we brought my oldest daughter here when she was almost three. She's now in her late 40s.
What's
My
her name?
Karen Larson. My younger daughter, we brought her. I was expecting her in 1967 when we came up, so she was almost three when we brought her up. So then my younger daughter got married first, and she brought her husband up here, and he loved it. Well, then my older daughter, she, well, I'll go back up to my younger daughter. She had twins then in the year 2000. They came up, we all came up in 2003 when they were almost 3 years old. So we've all been up here, you know, all the grandkids. My youngest grandchild came up when he was five. But we're all up here this week, then the eight of us for a week, and we've been doing that for several years now, coming up as groups. And sometimes one daughter can come and sometimes the other, but it's just a wonderful place to reunite. I guess I'll tell about a couple of stories. When my younger, one of the girls was little when we were up here, and one of her prayers after being at Narnia all day long, she said, "And Jesus, thank you for swinging with me today." And we just always thought that was a wonderful thing.
Beautiful. Which
Yeah.
one was
One
that?
of my, one of, I think it was Kirsten that said that.
That would be your daughter?
My daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'll tell a story about my granddaughter when she was two and a half. And we came in on a Sunday, so of course we had communion that night. Well, then Monday night came, and of course we went to Vespers. And of course, we don't have communion every night that we're up here at Holden, but we got done with Vespers, and she looked at her mom and she said, "Mom, we can't go. We haven't had the body of Christ yet."
A little bit
So
of
lots of,
liturgical
yeah,
hairsplitting there.
lot of memories up here with my family.
And you're mentioning the fact that nothing changes. There's almost nowhere else in the
No.
that you can go to where you don't.
I mean, there's little changes. You know, I remember when we first came up here and we'd have coffee on where the ark is now. Of course, there wasn't an ark, but there were three big pine trees there, and they had a serving table built in there, and that's where we always had coffee.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because someone asked me last night how if the ark had always been there when it was
Oh.
built. Do you remember when it might have been built?
Well, it was still, I don't know. I know it was the trees were still there in 67. There wasn't any ark yet at that time, but I can't remember, because there were, like, in the late 70s and early 80s, my husband had a lot of health problems, and so we didn't come up very often during that time. And so, yeah.
He died rather young.
Yeah, he was diabetic, and died of a stroke 6 months after having had his ki a kidney transplant.
Oh my goodness.
So,
Oh
yeah.
my goodness. Hard
He was,
times.
yeah.
Was it hard to come back to Holden after he died? Would have been a lot of memory.
Yeah, and but I guess that's the thing. One of my daughters was asking me about that the other day, about the memories, and I said, yeah, good and bad memories, but even some of the sad, I shouldn't say bad, but even some of the sad memories,
Mm-hmm.
aren't really sad anymore. Their memories, and some of them are even funny, like us crying on the way down on the bus, you know, because now, of course, we've been back so many, many times. But, no, just lots and lots of memories.
Did you know on that bus ride down that he was going to propose?
No.
Mm.
No, had no idea.
And
yeah.
Did you instantly know that yes was the
oh
right
yes
answer?
Oh yes,
mm-hmm.
Especially after I always had been here for 3 weeks was almost like dating for a year, you know.
Oh.
You got to know him so well during those 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you had known each other somewhat before
then. Well, I had graduated from Augsburg College,
mm-hmm.
and he had 1 year left. He had taken a year off
mm-hmm.
of after high school before he went back to college.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he already knew he was going to seminary after he got done.
And besides, you said you served in Ellensburg.
No, Ephrata.
Ephrata, I'm sorry.
Ephrata,
that's
yeah.
What I have. Yeah.
And then our first parish was in South Dakota. And then we came back here to Ephrata,
mm-hmm.
and then went back to South Dakota again.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah. When he passed away, we lived in the Black Hills in South Dakota, in a little town of Piedmont.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I stayed then for the next 20 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. What brought you out?
My daughters. My youngest daughter went to Pacific Lutheran, and my oldest daughter went to St. Olaf. But then she came out here for grad school to UPS. And so they were both, well, they both ended up living in Piedmont
mm-hmm.
after. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 9/11 happened, and I decided I'd been alone long enough. I needed to be by my family. And
mm-hmm.
so I decided to take early retirement from teaching, and
mm-hmm.
I moved out here.
You've been teaching.
Mm-hmm.
What did you teach?
Third grade.
Oh.
Primarily.
Is it more convenient to come to Holden now that you're living in Washington?
Oh, yes, but it sure never hampered me, because when after my husband passed away, my best friend lived across the street from me, and
mm-hmm.
she'd never been up here to Holden, and so I brought her out here. I think it was 1990. My husband passed away in 86, and I think 1990 was the first time that I brought Joni here, and I think we came out on three different occasions over the next few years.
Was that the first time you had come back to them?
Yes.
So
three yeah.
years. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet I hadn't been here since the mid-70s, late 70s,
mm-hmm.
until 1990. It had been quite a while.
But I imagine a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a widow.
Okay.
And so I watch married couples, as I'm sure you have. You can't help it. You
mm-mm.
watch them. And it's had to have been a very different experience
oh, yes.
to you.
Yes.
How did you adjust to that?
Well, by 1990, of course, I'd been a widow then for 4 years. It's not a conscious thing you do. You just, it's something you have to do. It's the way you live, and you learn to do things by yourself and without, but that doesn't mean that you don't miss that person an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you do look at couples and think, oh, I wish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still tough, even after 20. What has it been now? 26 years this year. Yeah.
Well, I really love that you shared these memories.